This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Right here. All you have to do is dial on in here toll free. Yep, that's right. We're here live on Independence Day with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts, and also want to invite you to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. So Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, Skype's a big audio quality increase over regular calls. We're going back to the phones and to the fun. We just spent the last hour, actually, of the show going over the Declaration of Independence. And if we get a chance, we'll talk some more about Bitcoin coming up here. But your calls come first. So let's go to John in Kentucky. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I wanted to bring up, I don't know if you've heard the news about North Korea testing an ICBM last night.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Their tenth missile this year.
Did it actually fly farther than the launch pad this time?
Yeah, I think it flew for about 40 minutes, went over 500 miles, like an altitude of like over 1,000 feet.
Jeez.
So, everyone's freaking out about it. Apparently, the president is calling like an emergency, like UN meeting, and Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, is talking about it like it's a big deal, I guess.
And China and Russia are, you know, now going to go talk to North Korea and say, hey, we got to stop this.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. There's that, and then heard on the radio today John McCain talking about Afghanistan. And this is what he said. He said, he's like, we need to get a new strategy in Afghanistan. The strategy would be to win, not like our old strategy, which was not to lose. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
Here's a new strategy for you. How about you leave? How about you pack it up, bring the troops home, bring the ships home, bring the aircraft carriers or whatever the heck it is they've got over there. Bring it all back and call it a day. How about that?
I'd really like to see someone like John McCain actually articulate what exactly it is that they want to accomplish.
I saw a clip of him the other day. He's not very good at articulating much of anything. They say that he's gone senile or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess spending enough time on up there might do that to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what his mental condition is, but
it didn't look good.
The difficulty is that they're attempting to impose a government on this particular place.
North Korea?
No, Afghanistan.
Oh,
what are we talking about here?
I jumped in there. Go ahead.
And it doesn't have the look as though enough people want Mosul to be able to decide what they're doing out there in the Pashtun provinces or whatever it is. And, I mean, you can't make people, you can't enforce a government upon people. At least you can't do it very cheaply. And I don't think the American people really have the will or the desire. It just seems like, once again, in the recent past, this has happened too many times, but once again, you know, hundreds of American lives have been wasted on, you know, something that's going to return to basically its condition once we leave.
Right. And then I hear the president today doing some sort of stupid speech about, you know, Independence Day or whatever. And he's saying, you know, it's because of our brave men and women who, bring us the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. It's like, what? Does anyone actually, like, believe that? Or
yes.
Do they even pay attention? Do they pay attention? Do they pay attention to that? They just go outside and, fire up the grill and the fireworks and that,
if you
know,
say
they
anything
have happy fourth.
You talk to them online, you talk to people online, they're absolutely like, you rise and sleep by the end of, the freedoms that these people have provided.
You'd be speaking German, Mark, if it weren't for
people,
them.
Well, I mean, yeah, like those people are dead, by and large, people that fought World War II.
Yeah, but you'd be speaking Japanese if it weren't for them.
Well, fine, but you can't claim that...
Or German, or both. You'd be speaking both.
Anything that I say has anything to do with disrespecting dead people. You cannot disrespect a dead person. So what they're actually talking about...
Sure you can.
How can a dead person feel disrespect?
You can disrespect a dead person by doing something to its grave, for instance, or saying nasty things about them after the fact.
Fine. The point that I'm trying to make here is that when was the last just war? When was the last war that was worth spending hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of lives on since World War II?
What do you think, John?
Yeah, I mean it's completely... that's a good argument to have and a good debate, you know, and that's almost exhausting, though, and I'd rather just spend the time and energy talking about this one or the dozens that are going on right now, mm-hmm. you know, and so, you know, the liberals who are crying over Hillary Clinton not being elected still, they're still going on about that and still, you know, missing Barack Obama because he was such a, you know, Nobel Peace Prize loving person, and it's just like, do you guys not pay attention to... You know, the fact that these guys are shooting missiles and drones and you know, causing quote-unquote collateral damage, killing dozens of people in a wedding party. And
no, they didn't pay attention to that when Barack Obama was in office.
That would be inconvenient.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I think with this guy in office right now, the Republican that everyone hates, you'd think those people would have been like, hey, well, now I don't like it because this guy's doing it, but there doesn't seem to be any of that either.
Yeah, that's a great point. John, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It's John in Kentucky. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. We go to Jack Wagon calling us from Utah. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, are you on a speakerphone or are you on a microphone?
I'm on a low-quality microphone.
Okay. Still, it's better than a cell phone.
Get as close to it as you can.
Yeah, you're. I think you're all right. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I've been listening for about a year now, and you guys do the best radio show ever.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
So thank you. And tonight I wanted to talk about Bitcoin.
Yeah, okay.
I just watched the video of Craig Wright at the Future of Bitcoin.
Yeah,
this is a new thing that just came out.
Yeah, supposedly Craig Wright, the guy who claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto,
that was supposedly debunked in that claim.
Yeah, well, supposedly. I mean, I don't know anything, but he gave some speech at the Future of Bitcoin, which was a conference that went on
just
very
happened.
Recently.
Yeah.
And apparently, a lot of people are pretty impressed by this. Go on.
Yeah. Okay. So whether or not the guy is actually Satoshi Nakamoto, he was certainly there during the creation of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And when I compare guys like that and Roger Ver, who, you know, Roger Ver is clearly coming from a place of non-selfishness or whatever.
That's what it seems like, but...
Well, Roger is certainly... Nobody ever comes from a place of non-selfishness. I mean, everybody is selfish in almost everything that they do. Even things that appear to be unselfish are always based on selfishness. I tend to agree with Ayn Rand on that. I don't really much care for her in a lot of ways, but I think she was right about that.
The selfish thing that he wants is a principled-based Bitcoin.
Well, and it certainly helps that he has a bunch of Bitcoin, right? So if Bitcoin does well, then Roger will do well. And he is spending a lot of his Bitcoin on promoting Bitcoin. He's the owner of Bitcoin.com. He's been very generous. You can be generous and selfish at the same time. He's been very generous because it feels good to be generous. People don't do things for charity, for instance, because it feels bad. They do it because it feels good to help others. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so I just wanted to make it clear. Yes, Roger is incredibly generous when it comes to promoting Bitcoin above, you know, pretty much anything else that he does. I mean, he's an incredible... I would say he's an incredible, what's the right word,
activist?
Ambassador maybe, activist for Bitcoin. He's done a lot. He dragged us into it, and thank goodness, and he's brought so many people personally into the world of Bitcoin. I remember when he came here in Keene, New Hampshire years ago and just was giving away Bitcoin to people, to anybody who would talk to him about it and set up a wallet. He'd give them 10 Bitcoin on the spot back when they were worth like a buck a piece. And,
yeah, that's the stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, so he deserves a lot of credit for it. There's no doubt about it. But to say it was unselfish, I would say
totally,
it's wrong.
I totally agree also that everything comes from some selfish...
Jack, I know you're going somewhere with this. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. We'll continue.
Hold on, Jack Wagon.
The discussion with Jack Wagon in Utah. The toll-free number here, I wonder if that's his family name.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah.
855-453-855-450-3733. What goes on in a jack wagon, anyway? We're coming up. 855-450. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Studio. whatever's on your mind, you can dial in toll-free. Join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio. Mark, before we go back to our caller there, I want to make sure you give an update from Africa. Hope.freetalklive.com, where you and the folks over at Cell 411 and Jax have been raising money to help out building an orphanage.
Yeah, we've sent, at this point, a little less than $12,000. We've gotten essentially half of the building built. The first floor is on. The roof slash floor of the second floor is going in now. It's going to be concrete. This thing's going to be built like a battleship. You know, it's going to be built real well, with the intention that this orphanage will serve the people of Jinja, Uganda, going on generations in the future.
You've got a picture up of the progress, too, over at hope.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I need to put a new picture up because it's beyond that. You're right. I'll put up another one here right now, as you know, in the next segment. But yeah, it's going well. I'm looking to raise about another $2,500 to be ready for the next time they need some money. They just got some supplies. They kind of get them piecemeal. They don't want to get a bunch at once. If you had all the supplies in one place at one time, they'd get stolen. And I don't want to give them a bunch of money because I don't, you know, they don't need to be holding on to that. They're not banks. So I'm just doling it out little by little. And, you know, that way I can show progress. I can show people we're doing what we say we're doing and that sort of thing. So please go to hope.freetalklive.com if you want to help 40 something kids in Africa have a bed, a locker, or a closet, depending on their situation, and a place to wash their face and take a shower before they go to school. That's all we're doing here.
And you'll get your donation matched, doubled. So double matched or tripled, however you want to look at it.
Double matched, tripled, yes. So, I'm looking to raise that. Thank you to, I just got a donation.
So you donate $50 and $150 end up going into the pot.
Yeah, Jeff just donated $57 just moments ago, so thank you for that.
Thanks, Jeff.
And thanks for everybody who's donated up to this point. So thanks.
So hope.freetalklive.com to learn more and learn how to donate. Right? All right, excellent. Let's get back to Jack. He's on the line in Utah. Jack, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were telling us you were watching a video of a guy who claimed at least a year ago to be Satoshi Nakamoto. There have been some questions as to whether or not those claims were valid. But regardless, he was speaking at a recent convention, a Bitcoin or cryptocurrency convention called The Future of Bitcoin or something like that. And I guess you wanted to tell us a little bit more, so please do.
Okay. He gave, so far, the best explanation I've seen of what Bitcoin is and what SegWit turns it into.
SegWit is segregated witness, which is a proposal to supposedly help Bitcoin scale more effectively.
Right, and sidechains might well be useful for some projects or whatever, but that's not what Bitcoin was ever about. And things like user-activated soft fork never made any sense to me.
Idea. The user-activated soft fork has a deadline of August 1st, where some people are going to, in protest, basically try to swing the Bitcoin future in their direction. They're going to activate this soft fork where they will refuse certain blocks on the blockchain that are coming through. They'll refuse the ones that don't meet their specifications to have this segregated witness thing going on, or their version of it, or whatever. And the hope the user-activated soft fork people have is that they will get miners to back their plan, because what happens is if the miners don't get behind it, it really isn't going to go anywhere meaningful.
Right.
So they're hoping to have miners back their plan, and that may result in Bitcoin splitting into more than one Bitcoin. Different types of Bitcoin, if you will, as a result of that, and that could be a real mess.
That could be a real mess.
Yeah. So what about the soft fork?
So
he doesn't support it?
He doesn't support it. No, he's in favor of increasing the block size, and he gives a pretty good explanation of how Bitcoin can scale right now without SegWit and Lightning.
Well, unfortunately, the segregated witness thing, I mean, for people that are against it, I don't know enough about it. I can't say one way or the other. I know some people are saying it'll help with scaling. I'm presuming they think they know what they're talking about.
I've seen a pretty convincing article to the contrary, but yeah. What do I know?
Yeah, I don't know enough technically to say for sure, but it would seem like SegWit's going to happen at this point, because SegWit 2X, this plan that they came up with in New York to combine the idea of increasing the block size and the segregated witness into the same plan, has support of 80, or supposedly has support of 83% or 84% of the mining power out there. So, I mean, for all the people that are saying don't do SegWit, I mean, do they have enough? They don't have enough weight to stop it from happening at this point. It looks like it's going into play.
Yeah, it does look like it's going into play. They already have it on Litecoin, as mm-hmm. far as I know, and I don't understand why that's not good enough, anyways. But when you compare the opinions of the big blockers, who to me seem like they really understand the technology a lot better, compared to those kids over at the core team, it just seems night and day that...
Well, I hear the core team's brilliant, but I think that it just comes down to goals, and it seems like there's a lot of people on the small block side that just want... big fees, and why
seems
beyond me. I just don't understand.
Well, why, if SegWit's so bad, okay, so if segregated witness is so bad, why would 83% of the miners sign on for it?
Because it's very tricky to find out, I think, what the truth is about all of it.
What, is this like the government where they have to pass the law to see what's in it? I mean, I would expect that these programmers would know in advance whether SegWit was good or bad.
Right, it's been tried out on Litecoin at this point for 2 months. Seems like it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I believe all the hype that SegWit is somehow going to damage Bitcoin. I just don't know if I buy that, because the people who signed this agreement, they obviously want to move forward, because the Bitcoin universe has been at loggerheads, at a standstill, essentially, for 2-3 years, as they've been arguing about which
right.
way to go. As
World
far as
War Geek got pretty
right.
bad.
As far as fixing the growing pains that Bitcoin has, because the transactions are loaded up and the network is full. So they've been arguing about this forever. You would think that if segregated witness was such a bad plan, that these people who have said yes to it would have said, hell no, this is a terrible idea, and they would just stick and then split Bitcoin if they had to. But no, they came to an accord. They came to an agreement. They said, yes, we'll implement SegWit, and then, you know, no more than 6 months later, we'll double the block size from 1 megabyte to 2. So, you know, sort of both sides have gotten what they wanted, even though they didn't get exactly only their thing, but
that's
they got
a compromise for you.
Right. Both sides got their thing. They didn't get just their thing. They got their thing and the other thing. But again, if one or the other thing was such a bad idea, would there really ever have been a compromise? That's what I'd like to know, and I'm not suggesting you have the answer, but I'm just sort of asking rhetorically. Jack Wagon, thanks for calling in tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you want, you can join us on Skype, as he did. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Again, toll-free number 855-450-3733. It is the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live, and you, as always, take control of the airwaves.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We're going to continue with more of your calls and your thoughts. Whatever you want to discuss goes here on the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Dave. He's in New Hampshire. I presume it's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Is this Dave?
Dave Ridley from NHExit.com.
Aha! Changing the branding for tonight. Okay, NHExit. I like NHExit. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I was wondering if you guys had already talked about the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence and their activities today.
Ah, yes. Well, actually, it was last night that we talked about that because the activities for Keene, that's where we do the show from, Keene, New Hampshire, that happens on the eve of Independence Day. So the night before Independence Day, they have a baseball game in Keene where after the baseball game, they let off a bunch of fireworks. And this sort of, for whatever reason, it's traditionally always happened on the night before Independence Day. And so we headed down to do some outreach there, me and Matt, who's my current roommate. We went out and we hit him up and gave out big stacks, like two big old stacks of Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers, which, as I was explaining last night, are a great flyer to hand out because it really does a solid job of selling the idea and the benefits of being a free, independent New Hampshire, independent from the United States, without using that sort of dirty word of secession that might possibly scare somebody away at a first glance. So it's a great flyer, and we were very successful over about an hour and a half in handing all of the flyers out that we had brought to hand out. So we did that. What else have you heard about going on, Dave? Because I haven't really heard about much.
Well, I wanted to thank you for doing that, first of all. But also, there was an idea that more or less probably fell through this year that hopefully we'll get to do next year. But sometimes our laser guy goes to the 4th of July and puts pro-liberty messages on the buildings around.
That's right.
This year, I think there was uncertainty whether he could actually go to the 4th of July celebration.
Clearly, we need more laser guys. I mean, it's Bill DiMenico you're talking about is a great guy, really, you know, talented person. Technically, he can build like anything, especially electronics. And but you know, we need more people like that. More people who have the capability, because Bill can't be in every place at once. And in this case, as you said, he wasn't able to be there at all. So if we have more people with those capabilities or with lasers who are willing to use them, then we'd be better off.
We had discussed the possibility of this time making it like a more like the New York Central Square ticker, where there's news on the news headline. We, you know, I was going to maybe write up 5 or 10 New Hampshire Independent news headlines, and
that's cool.
Blurb those out to the public, which I mean, they're never going to get angry about something like that generally. And I think he indicated that last year. He got some kind of negative response. Maybe his message was too preachy or something like that. He didn't think the response was very positive to what he was putting out. But hopefully next year we can do this actual, you know, news updates. Because there are a lot of little ones about what's going on with New Hampshire Independence.
Well, I can tell you that on another update, our former co-host here, Derek J. Freeman, has posted a 6 or 7 minute long video on freekeen.com and presumably on his YouTube channel, because it's on YouTube, called The New Secessionists Declare Independence. And he says, "This Independence Day, I'm pushing a meme of New Hampshire independence. It is its own country of 1,331,000 people with a unique set of cultural, economic, and philosophical values. It's about time you and I start referring to New Hampshire as a country. Forget draining the swamp. Leave the swamp." And then he posts the 6 minute long recruiting video to encourage folks to promote the idea of New Hampshire secession. So we definitely have some media outreach going on. We had the physical outreach here in Keene, as we have had for, I would say, at least several years in a row now in Keene. And there were a couple of years when there were some folks in other areas who did that Independence Day outreach. And I don't know if anybody organized elsewhere this year. I heard rumor that Derek J. was going to be doing it. But, you know, the fact is, Dave, we're still on the early end of this migration, this New Hampshire freedom migration. Even though it's been going on for more than a decade, we still have thousands more people who have pledged to move up here. And folks need to get here and get active. We need thousands more libertarians here getting active. We've had tremendous success already, but there's still a lot to be done, isn't there?
Yeah, of course, if you walk around outside, you probably can't hear it real well because I'm inside right now, but I was outside a little earlier. If you walk around outside, the New Hampshire sounds like a free place because it's like a, you know, it sounds like a war zone. There's so many fireworks going off, something you're not even allowed to do in so many states.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, New Hampshire just legalized firecrackers here, which I was surprised to find out weren't legal in the first place, because New Hampshire is sort of known for having a bunch of fireworks stores on the borders, so people from Massachusetts and Maine can, you know, drive over and load up on illegal fireworks.
You're ascribing motive to perfectly legal businesses operating within the law.
No. It's legal to sell the fireworks, but it's not legal for the Massachusetts people, I don't think, to come back in. They used to position state troopers at the border. They would watch the parking lots of the fireworks stores, and then they would pull over the mass people that would come back and, you know, go after them for smuggling in fireworks. They don't do that anymore, so maybe the enforcement is fairly limited now down south, but they were doing that as of like a decade ago when we moved here. Dave, anything else you want to share tonight from the world of New Hampshire secession?
Well, not tonight, but I got more things to call in about. I'll make it a different call.
Always appreciate hearing from you. Dave Ridley, who is still involved over at RidleyReport.com, does great work over on YouTube, giving you kind of some of the inside scoop from what's happening in the activism movement here from his perspective. And he's been doing it longer than he's been doing reporting out of New Hampshire longer than we have, Mark. We moved after, after Dave did. So he's doing awesome work and definitely deserves a lot of credit. So RidleyReport.com, check him out there. And don't forget to check out Derek J's new video, which I just started before the show, but I didn't have enough time to finish it up. So I'm definitely going to check out the rest of it a little bit later on tonight. Also at FreeKeen.com, I just published a very lengthy article about the Bitcoin fees. And we're not going to have time to talk about it tonight, but maybe we can. A little bit later, because it basically explains why it is that things are the way they are right now, sort of gives a brief history of how things got to be the way they are in Bitcoin and, you know, what's happening now, why are the fees down than what they as compared to what they were about a month ago, what has happened. There's some speculation in there as to what's going on.
And there pretty much has to be.
It was a really long piece. It took me basically all day to do this. I mean, it was essentially the entirety of my afternoon to write this thing up. And I did it because I felt like nobody was talking about this. In fact, the headline is Bitcoin fees are way down. What happened and why is virtually no one talking about it? I mean, there was this headline. We talked to Charlie Shrem on Sunday night about it.
Yeah.
The headline came out 4 or 5 days ago. It was the 30th of June when that came out. It's now the 4th of July. And the headline over at Cointelegraph was about how Charlie Shrem had just basically inadvertently paid a 25-cent fee to send Bitcoin, which is about a tenth of what Bitcoin fees have been up until now, because the Bitcoin fees have been going insane. And I saw this headline, and I didn't believe it. I thought, this must have just been a fluke, right? It's just he sent a 25-cent thing, and it or sent 25-cent fee, and it just happened to get included in a block. Must have been a fluke. Well, on Sunday at our Bitcoin meetup, we tested it. We put it to trial, and we sent some transactions from the Airbits wallet, and they were recommending they recommended a 1 cent fee, which we haven't seen fees like that in 3 years in Bitcoin, basically 2 or 3 years, and.
And it came week through. For changes for Bitcoin.
And it came through in less than 4 minutes. The confirmation came through in less than 4 minutes. So, I mean, it was insanely fast for Bitcoin, and it was down to the levels that it had been before. The fees have gone up a little bit since Sunday, and my article goes into exactly, you know, what were they today as compared to Sunday, and again, why is this happening? So if you want to check that out, it's available for you now over at FreeKeen.com. It's been a busy day at FreeKeen. Shire Dude posting episode 2 of his... It features you, Mark. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but the episode 2 of Shire Dude from Somalia Fest and Shire Fest, which we just got back from a couple of weeks ago. And boy, is it offensive. This one could really offend with burnings of American flags and all kinds of other offensive things.
God.
You're going to love it. So check that out at FreeKeen.com. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract.
product to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us if you want. Been a busy night here on the phones. Glad folks decided to spend their Independence Day with us. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and of course, if you're listening later on, you know you can always download episodes anytime over at freetalklive.com. All the site features are free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We do it free. We give you more for free than a lot of these other talk shows will give you for pay. Like, they put their cam behind the paywall. They put their archives behind the paywall. We don't have a paywall. It's just, you know, free, and it's there for you. Decades plus worth of archives, the YouTube archives as well. So if you want to watch the video version of the show, you can do that. And then, of course, the front page of the website actually even just allows you to submit content right there to the front page and allows other listeners to vote on it. It's a Reddit-based system, and you can head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to amp the show, if you want to help us spread more Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, please amp us for $5 a month. You can use any major credit card. You can use Bitcoin. You can use PayPal. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And also, you'll get perks. You'll get access to the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only phone lines, the Amp Only podcast. And you will also get the AMP badge, the Free Talk Live badge that only amplifiers get on the new Free Talk Live forum. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that there was a chapter about the people living on the moon when I was reading the book Heaven and Hell by Emanuel Swedenborg. But, you know, at that time, I thought, oh, he's got to be crazy. This is all a bunch of nonsense.
That sounds pretty crazy.
And I skipped the chapter. Oh, yeah, you know what? I thought, oh, you know what? How come he makes so much sense? on all the other chapters, and he put this people living on the moon.
But, now, what was this person's name, this author?
Yeah, Emanuel Swedenborg. I think he lived like 600 years ago in Sweden. And he was a theologian.
Can you spell the last name?
Swedenborg. Swedenborg, like as in Swedenborg.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was actually from Swedenborg.
And he believed that there were people who were living on the moon?
Well, actually, he had a whole chapter about it. And I want to go back and read that chapter. Because now I do believe that there are people on the moon.
Why? Why would you believe that? I mean, there's no atmosphere.
Well, the thing about it is that lunar landing was a hoax. They have satellite image pictures of cities on the moon.
No, and they don't.
Yes, they do. But
that's a load of garbage. I've never heard of any such thing. A quick Google search would reveal whatever these lame-o pictures are supposed to be, which, of course, you yourself have never done, right? You've never seen these alleged photos, correct?
No, but
Why would you go around saying that there are pictures of cities on the moon if you yourself have never seen them?
Well, because I heard it on a late night, 2 o'clock in the morning, when I used to have that show here.
Yeah, you're talking about the overnight kook show, the
Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
Yeah, they banned that show 5 years ago.
No, they didn't.
I used to stay up.
Who's they? Who is they?
The Inquisitor claims the moon is actually an alien UFO spaceship, and it's hollow inside, full of places for aliens to live and stuff.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, also, the Hare Krishnas, I read one of the books, and it also had a chapter about life on the moon. And then I skipped that. You know,
there's no pictures on Google of people living on the moon. There's sort of graphics of what it would be like or something.
Yeah. I mean, just because somebody writes a book, Sarah, doesn't mean that something's true. You know that, right?
Well, if one person writes it, and then Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the Hare Krishna, he had a chapter of the life on the moon. Okay, he said that, and then there's another person talking about satellite photos on the moon. Well, it must be true.
No.
And then I know
that does not follow.
So what do you think they're getting by being on the moon? I mean, you'd think that there would be something they would be mining, or some reason that they would spend the inordinate amount of money that it would cost to live on the moon. There would have to be something to sort of offset that, right?
Well, hold on. Now, what she's talking about here, this guy, that the name she gave us, Emerald or whatever his name, Emanuel Swedenborg, he was from, like, it says here he was born in 1688. So it's not like the people of the Earth from that time were able to travel to the moon. They didn't have the technology for it. So presumably what he was suggesting was that those people had been there. Like, that the people on the moon, or whoever these cities were for on the moon, aliens or whatever.
No.
They're like Earth. Do you know that we have life on Earth?
No.
We have life on Earth. Years?
Because we have an atmosphere and water.
This is like a new, like, flat Earth theory, right? So this is pretty much right in line with the crazy level of the flat Earthers, to believe that there's actually an atmosphere and a whole population of people or something living on the moon.
No.
To disbelieve the claims of anybody has ever been on the moon, any kind of device or person, which, of course, you know, multiple people and devices have been on the moon.
There's not even a tree. How could there possibly be life?
Well, because they're fake. The lunar landing was fake.
No. The lunar landing didn't cut trees on the moon. You could see trees from here.
Prabhupada said that we're not allowed to leave this Earth's atmosphere. We're not allowed to. Our bodies are going to explode when we get to the end of the stratosphere. We are not permitted on that moon. We have to be born into the parents. The founder of, and of course he was an ascended master.
The ascended masters, are those the people that only breathe and they don't eat any food, the breatharians?
Well, I don't know about but they mostly come down whether they eat or sleep or whatever. But
they don't have to eat, right? Like, they don't have to do that.
Let's hope they don't need oxygen either if they're on the moon.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is, Sarah, that you believe that the moon does have oxygen, that it does have an atmosphere, that everything that we've ever been told about
it... Does it have water?
Of course. It has
so
light. It
everything
has
we've ever been told about the moon has been a lie, is what you're
you
saying.
You know you can look at
That's
this
correct.
Thing, right? Like, you can go out with a telescope and you can look at it, right?
She'd rather believe what she hears in some old book from the 1600s.
I mean, I've spent evenings with my son looking through his telescope.
But
at
you can't see the dark side
body.
Of the moon now, can you, Mark?
No.
What's on that side
right.
of the moon?
Why isn't there a
you
tree on this one?
But you have to be on the satellite. If you go up to the satellite and drink your urine and take rag baths and all that, and you could take pictures
what?
Of the moon. When you're up on a satellite, but it's bad. You cannot say anything because they'll kill you.
Hold on a second. Hold on. So you're saying if you go up into a satellite, which people don't do because satellites are just basically electronic equipment that transmit things. But if you were to go up into a satellite, that you would then be able to take a picture of the things that are on the moon. So you're not saying that all these plants and people or cities are on the dark side of the moon. You're saying you believe they're on the light side of the moon or both?
Well, they're just, I think the moon rotates. They're always, they're, I think
Does
they're
it?
All over.
I don't
there's
know enough about it. Honestly,
moon.
I'm not, I didn't pay close attention in science class, but I think I know a little bit more than you do. Does the moon actually rotate, or does the dark side stay the dark side?
Well, so the dark side of the moon is the unviewed side, is probably the better way to describe it.
Right, but
so
does it rotate?
It is not dark. Well, the moon does rotate
because
it goes around the Earth, but it rotates sort of
But on an axis.
Face.
Does it rotate on an axis?
Yes.
But it stays with its same face pointing
towards the
Earth.
So you can't go across the globe, look at the moon, and see a different side of it, if
gotcha.
That makes sense.
Or a month later, it'll still be the same side. It won't
yes.
be.
The same side always faces.
So the dark side has always been basically
the
invisible.
The unviewed side
yeah.
has always been
Which
unviewed.
Is why there are theories about the dark side that are crazy, like, you know, yours, Sarah, that suggests that there is something on the dark side of the moon. But you're not even saying that. You're saying that the cities and such are on the side that we can see.
I don't know about what side, but they do have satellite photos of
No,
like,
they don't.
Three...
Nope.
Yes,
no.
they do, but it's
no.
a government
no.
secret.
Yes, they do have
out.
Satellite photos of streets, just not on the moon.
Yeah, Sarah, I'm sorry, but you've got to learn to be skeptical when it comes to... You don't believe everything we say, do you, Sarah?
No, this is for you all, but to not to know. I can understand why you have so much enemies. Like, you can excuse me that I'm faking my mental illness. That's a bunch of nonsense. Why would
I didn't accuse you of that at all.
I'm convinced today.
I didn't say that at all. I said I don't believe that you can't work. You say that you can't work because you have some sort of bipolar or whatever. I say
yeah,
that's BS.
Ian's living proof you could be crazy and work.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, Sarah, you don't believe everything that we say. Why would you believe everything you hear from some crackpot caller to Coast or some old guy who wrote a book in the 1600s? Just apply the same, you know, questioning mentality to those people, too.
I want to thank the person who just sent in $150 via Bitcoin for hope.freetalklive.com.
Wow, awesome. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.